Listener Production.
G'day sports fans, I'm Josh Conway and welcome back to The Scorecard, your fast, fun hit of sport for Tuesday, December 12. Today, teammates get behind David Warner, the NRL invades Vegas, and the Demon does a double. But first, we'd like to start with some incredible and great news out of the world of basketball. Lauren Jackson.
Go.
Yep, that Lauren Jackson who made her Olympic debut at Sydney 2000. What a time that was. Well, the five-time Olympian is now a live chance to make a fifth appearance at Sports Pinnacle in Paris next year. The 42-year-old has been named in an Opals qualifying squad to play next February. What makes the achievement remarkable is Jackson claimed just a few months back Olympics were not in her plans at all, despite making a comeback to the court after undergoing major surgery on both legs after a ruptured Achilles and a fractured foot. But now into her 40s, the basketball legend is back in the WNBL and impressing for the Southside Flyers. What a story it'd be if Jackson made the final team. Here's hoping. We've been accused of dodgy tactics by our next test cricket opponents. Days out from Thursday's first test against Pakistan, the tourists have basically accused us of pitch doctoring, claiming their warm-up game against the Prime Minister's 11 in Canberra was deliberately played on a slow pitch and in doing so, not giving the Pakistanis a taste of what's to come on a fast and bouncy wicket in Perth this week.
Really surprised and disappointed. The pitch we received for the practice, that was really the slowest pitch we can ever play.
That's Pakistan coach Mohammad Hafiz there, and if you ask us, it just sounds like some lame excuses already. As for the match itself, teammates of David Warner have launched a passionate defence of the veteran and his place in the side.
It doesn't affect him too much, but I know deep down he keeps it in the back of his mind and I think it spurs him on.
That's Travis Head and this from Nathan Lyon.
I honestly don't feel like the Australian public probably realise the importance that David has played for Australian cricket team over the last 13 years.
Thursday's test could be Warner's third last in the format and now bizarrely even Perth Lord Mayor Basil Zemplis has weighed in, writing he expects WA fans at Optus Stadium to get behind the opener, despite believing most in the venue will agree with Mitchell Johnson's claim that Warner shouldn't even be there, on top of anger that he's keeping local product Cam Bancroft out of the team.
Thanks, Basil.
Switching forms.
Curran goes long down the ground and brings up victory with a boundary.
The Sydney Sixers made it 2 from 2 in the Big Bash overnight with a 6-wicket win over Hobart. Daniel Hughes, who only earned a recall to the side due to Steve Smith being on test duty, struck an unbeaten 60 from 50 balls to lead the chase of 136 with 4 balls to spare.
Those small little totals can be tricky, but it was only ever 7.5 and over, so it was just no panic, just hit the gaps. There's some strange pockets out there.
On 7 there, tonight the Thunder host Brisbane on that so-called dodgy pitch in Canberra. By now, most of you will know the NRL will be making a historic trip to Las Vegas next year to open their 2024 season with a doubleheader involving Manly, Brisbane, South Sydney and the Roosters. Well, a promotional blitz is already in full swing with league chief Andrew Abdo flying over to the States with a player representative from each competing team in tow. And yesterday, the group attended an NFL game at Allegiant Stadium, the same venue where the two matches will take place next year. Players were even part of a halftime show on Fox's coverage, although we feel like the American hosts may need a little fine-tuning on their lingo.
You got the chance to toss around a rugby with some of the guys on the field before the game.
I did, a little pre-game rugby scrum.
And in one of the great advertisements for the game ever seen, South star Campbell Graham offered this up.
Campbell, how are you going to pump up America?
Yeah, I think we're just going to try to get out here and bash each other, really.
Perfect. Manly veteran Aaron Woods was a little more succinct on the support of fans as players showed off the Stedden.
Yeah, pretty positive. We got one of the league ball we're playing with next year and a lot of people already spotted it and know it's rugby.
If all of that is anything to go by, we are in for a treat come March. And finally, Alex Demonor has been crowned Australia's top tennis player for the year, claiming his second Newcomb medal overnight.
This is one of those awards that, as a kid, you want to do everything in your power to achieve.
The Demon, who achieved the career-high singles ranking of 11 this year, saw off 6 nominees, including one half of the world's top doubles pairing in Storm Hunter. Demonor will carry our men's draw hopes at next month's Aussie Open. And that is your fast, fun hit of sport for today. Brett Thomas will be back with you tomorrow. We'll see you then. Listener.